Hello and welcome to episode 270 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we wrap up the wonderful world of Disney Week by taking a look at a hidden Walt Disney Museum. Joining me once again for our discussion of all things Disney, welcome Keith Main, owner and editor of DisneyAvenue.com and host of the Disney Avenue podcast. You know, it's interesting to talk about Walt because with all these corporate mascots, for lack of a better term, like Aunt Jemima or even like the Pillsbury Doughboy, you know, that are not actually real people.
Right.
It's interesting to kind of go back and remember that at the core of the Walt Disney Company was an actual human being, Walt Disney.
Walt Disney, right. And so many
pushed it all through.
And so many people think that. They think he's just an imaginary figurehead, like almost like a character like Mickey Mouse. And it's funny when I've talked to people who tell me that, they say, I had no idea that this was a real man. And once they did, they wanted to learn so much about him, whatever they could. And I'm probably one of the victims of that myself.
Well, in terms of, I guess it's not trivia so much, but if anyone is interested in learning more, and they happen to be down at Walt Disney World, isn't there an attraction, a museum exhibit about Walt?
That's right. One Man's Dream, and that is probably one of my favorite places to go while in Disney World. And it was actually made temporarily. It was only supposed to be a temporary attraction. And, you know, after they were talking about closing it, people said, well, the parks need a place to showcase Walt. I mean, he is the leader and the creator of all these wonderful things. So that's why it's still in place today. And hopefully with all the discussions going on about remodeling the much-needed Hollywood Studios over there, hopefully that gets a stay in its location because it's well-deserved and it's such a great attraction.
Yeah, when I visited One Man's Dream, they have a lot of artifacts from his time, including, I can't remember the title of the plane camera, but it's something plane camera. I don't know if you happen to know it off the top of your head.
Oh, yeah, the
multiplane camera.
Yeah, multiplane camera.
Yeah, multiplane camera.
And you know what?
That's one of his innovations.
That's actually not the original one. The original one is stories high. I mean, it's really, really big. So that basically was made just to kind of show, you give you an idea, a replica. But yeah, the original one is huge.
Hey folks, this is Sean here. I'm just going to butt in because after we finished the interview, I realized that we never really explained what the multiplane camera was and why it is such a huge deal in the world of film and animation. So the multiplane camera was one of Walt's really big innovations. It basically allowed animators to quickly and efficiently add depth to their scenes by using the principle of parallax. So a real-world equivalent is if you're in a car driving down the street and you look out the window, all the stuff that's far away, so the trees or the buildings that seem to be really far away, seems to be going really slow. You seem to be passing by them at a slow speed, but what's closest to you, so the road or a fence or whatever's right on the side of the road, seems to whip right by you. And that is the principle of parallax. And the multiplane camera allowed animators to recreate that effect very quickly, where before they hadn't. Backgrounds are no longer just static pictures, but dynamic, moving environments. If you want to see the multiplane camera in action, just head on over to www.dailybrainwave.com and you'll see some links. Thanks for tuning in to episode 270 of the Daily Brainwave. Find more of Keith Main's work at DisneyAvenue.com, where he is the owner and editor, and also check out his Disney Avenue podcast. Email the Daily Brainwave with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com. And with that, we put an end to the wonderful world of Disney Week. But never fear, we are hitting the airwaves next week with our listener theme week, starting Monday by diving into the world of cell phones.